Daf Ayin Vov Omer Aleph on top. The Mishnah says, Kol ha-menochois tunois shalosh meyos shifo v'chamesh meyos bito, that every mincha you have to have 300 times that you have to have shifo, means rub the kernels of wheat, and then v'chamesh meyos bito, then you have to hit them 500 times with your hand or with your fist. So he's talking about that the kernels of the wheat, you have to first rub them to make it soft, to get the husk off them. The same thing that hit them 500 times. Now the Mishnah says, v'hashifa v'abita, this rubbing and the hitting, v'chitim, is talking about with wheat. And the purpose is to take off the klipa before you start to grind the wheat. Now Rabbi Yosi says, af babotzik. He says that you also have to do the shif and the bito after you make it into dough. And it could be, according to him, you don't have to have it bechlal when it's in the wheat form, but rather after you make it into a dough, the dough you have to make, rub, and hit 300 to 500 times, in order that it'll be kneaded well. Now, kol ha-menochos boyos eser, all the menochos have to be brought 10 chalas, or else 10 rekikim. From the isarin of flour that you use, you have to make 10 chalas, or else 10 rekikim. Chutz milechem aponim, excluding the lechem aponim, v'chavite kohen gadol, and excluding also the kohen gadol's mincha that it brings every day. Shein boyis shtei mesrei, they come 12 chalas. The shtei halechem is 6 and 6, 12, and the within the chavite kohen gadol is also 12. Diva Rabbi Yehuda, these are words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, kulon boyis shtei mesrei. Now all the menachis come 12 chalas. Chutz mechalas toide, excluding the chalas that are brought with the korban toide, which there are 40, 10 apiece, the 4 different types, and each type has 10 to it. And behanazira suadin, when the nazir has to bring his mincha, he has to bring the 2 mine hachalas that the nazir brings, so it's called chalas blulz v'shemen or kike matzos meshuchem v'shemen. They come boyis eser, they come 10. So 10 of each piece by the 10 of each by the nazir, and 10 of each type by the chalas. That's, you have 40 by the chalas and 20 by the nazir. But Rabbi Meir holds the other menachis come 12 chalas. Now the Gemara says, Tana, we learned shaf hachatz, he has to rub it once, boyit shtayim, then he beats it twice, then shaf shtayim, he has to rub it twice, and boyit shalosh, then he beats it 3 times. That's the seder how you go on. Samar says, Boy Rabbi Yirmi asked the question, Am tuya v'yasoyi chad, that day when you rub it, you go forwards and you come back, is that considered like one rubbing? I do am tuya v'yasoyi tray, or is that considered like 2 rubbings, going forwards at one, and coming back as a second time? My, what's the lacha teiku? Necham is biased by a suffix. So Rashi says, this seder ninsa comes out, Techishav Shalish Pamin, when you rubbed it 3 times, Boyate, it comes out that you beat it 5 times. And then Besu Chayz, you go over again. So that's how you have at the end, you'll have 300 times the rubbing and 500 times the beta. So you go over again the same Seder. That you do 1 rubbing and 2 beatings, then you do 2 rubbings and do 3 beatings. The other Gemara says, Shifu Bita Vechitim, that you have to do the rubbing and the beating when it's still in the stage of a wheat, in the kernels of wheat, to get the husk off it. Rabbi Yossi, Yom HaBebetz, Rabbi Yossi says, no, you do it when it's in the dough. Iboilihu, Bebetzik V'loi Bechitim, does Rabbi Yossi mean to say you only have to rub it and beat it when it's in the form of a dough, but not before? Or Duma may be meant to say, Af Bebetzik, even when it's in a dough form. Notice both times you have to do this rubbing and beating of it. So Tashma coming here, the Tanya we learned, Shifo Bita Bechitin, that you have to rub it and beat it when it's in the stage of a wheat, in the kernels of wheat. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, that Shifo Bita Bebotzek, Mashma, the rubbing and the beating should be done when it's a dough. So according to Rabbi Yossi, it only has to be done when it's in a dough form, and not before, when it's still Bechitin. Now it says the word Kol HaMenochos Boyos Eser, but the Shtei Alechem, they come Shtei Mesrei. So Morris says, Milechem Aponim.
So Moshe says, Lechem Aponim Bedik Sivbe. But Lechem Aponim says clearly, you have to have two rows of 6 and 6. That's 12.
Chavite Kohen Gadol also asks Yechuk Chukam Lechem Aponim. Learn it out from Lechem Aponim that the Chavitim, the Kohen Gadol brings every single day also, is brought from 12 chalas. Now, Kol Amnochois the Boyes Esther Esiminolan. How do we know that a regular mincha, you have to bake it into 10 chalas? So Mora says, Goma Milach Meitoid, learn out from the Lach Meitoid. Mal Alan, that's just by Lach Meitoid, there are 4 different types, and there are 40 altogether, 10 apiece. Is Afkam, a regular mincha also, Esther, each type has to be made out of 10. Is a chalas or a kikin? For the Mora, how do you know this? For Leilav, Milechem Aponim, why don't I learn out a regular mincha from Lechem Aponim to say it has to be 12? Mal Alan, Shtei Mesa, just like the Lechem Aponim, there are 12. Afkan, you also should be Shtei Mesri 12. Someone says, no, Mistarver to Svaro, Milach Meitoid, Hevel Lamev, Svart, learn out from Lach Meitoidah. Shekain Yochid, they're both the Korban Yochid, Hamis Nadi, the person who is a Finadovom, Shemin, and needs Shemin, Nifsul has a Psul, Yaitse with it, there's a Psul, or Solini will have, Shalei B'Shabbos is not Doicha Shabbos, Shalei B'Tum, it's not Doicha Tumno. That a regular minchan lach meitoida is not toich shabbos and not a korban tzibur, they're not toich and tuma. Says more mistavut learn out from lach meitoida. So more says no adirah, but the opposite. The lechem aponim hevel lamelav is more mistavut learn out a regular mincha from the lechem aponim that it should be made baked into 12 chalas. Shekain hegdish, they're both hegdish, meaning they're both kotchik adoshim. La fuke the lach meitoida, that's only kotchim kalam like the toida itself. Or Lavoina, they both need Lavoina. Matzah, they both come from Matzah, meaning only Matzah. Mashenka the Taida has Chametz also. V'yetzim, they come because of itself. The Lechem Aponim in a regular Mincha. Lafuka the Taida comes because of a Korbin. Samar still says, Hanech Nefishin, it's, there are more points that a regular Mincha is doing to the Lach Meitoida, then to say it's done with the Lechem Aponim. So therefore we learn out that Stam Mincha is also 10 Chalis like the Lach Meitoida. Now the Yisrilon, if you can tell me and you hold, the Yisrilon, that Dover Halama B'Gzei Rishova, Choyzim Lama B'Binyanav, sometimes you learn out from B'Gzei Rishova. You could go over and learn it out from B'Binyanav. If so, Nelef Mechavite Klein Godol, why don't I learn it out from Chavite Klein Gadol, just like over there it's 12, who are then a regular mincha should also be 12. Even though you learn out what Gzeira Shava, but you tell me now, you hold, you learn out other places also from this. That Mal Alan Shtei Mesra, just like the mincha of Chavite Klein Gadol is 12, Afkan also Shtei Mesrei. Smurah says, no, Mestavos, Mo Mestavro, Milach Meitoid, the Hevel Lamed, the Mestavos, learn out from Lach Meitoid. Shekein Hedjit, Shes Nadev, Chatzoyin, that's a mincha of a Hedjit, they've been bringing from the Dovah, that Chatzoyin, it's brought halfway. Meaning Chatzoyin is not brought L'Chatzoyin. The Lach Meitoid and the regular Mincha. L'Fuka the Chavita Kohen Gadol is brought L'Chatzoyin. L'Pigol, that they both have Pigol. Ma'ashen Kein, the Chavita Kohen Gadol has no Pigol. Shaloi B'Shabbos, the Nadoich Shabbos. Ma'ashen the Chavita Kohen Gadol is Nadoich Shabbos. Fishloi B'Tumma, the Lach Meitoida, and the regular Mincha is Nadoich Tumma. Ma'ashenke, the Chavite Kohen Gadol is Doicha Tumma. So Mel is more mistarva to learn out the regular Mincha from the Lach Meitoida. So Moshe says, no, Adarab, but the opposite way. Mechavite Kohen Gadol have a Lomelo. There's more of a sword to learn it out from a Kohen Gadol. Shekein Yisorin, Adarab, they both come the measurement of an Yisorin. Ma'ashenke, the Lach Meitoida, they have much more. She have Kamas Reinim. And Kli Hegdish, they both come in the Kli Hegdish. Means the Chavitim and the Menochis are both Tunas Kli Shars. Mashenke and Lach Meitoida not. Or Lavoino, they both have Lavoino. Matzah, there's no Chometz involved. The Yetzim, they come Mechlalatzma and Abachal Korbin. Hagoshi, you have to bring it towards the Mizbeach. The Yishim, they're burnt. Mashenke and the Lach Meitoida, there's nothing that's burnt. Mashenke, the regular Mincha, there's the Kemitza that's burnt. And the Minchas Chavitim also is burnt. And Vahani Nefishim, still, these last things are also Nefishim. There are more ways that a regular Mincha is daima to the Chavite Kohen Gadol. So who, why don't I learn out from the Chavite Kohen Gadol that you have to have 12 Chalis by every Mincha?
Samara still says, no, I'll tell you, hedyut me hedyut odifle. It's still more choshev that the lach me toida is brought by a regular person could be menadev to bring a toida. I know that a regular person, a regular hedyut could bring a mincha. La foka the chavita kohen gadol, the only place for the kohen gadol, we don't learn out. It's more mistarver hedyut me hedyut. Now Rabbi Meir Oimer, kulam boyish temes, for he holds no, every mincha also has to be baked into 12 different chalas. Micah Sava, what does he hold? Isamar like this. Israel, if he holds Dover Lama Migzer Shova, Chazam Lama Bin Yinav, Yala Mechavit the Kohen Gadol. It's very good. He can learn out from the Kohen Gadol. Tan and efficient. There are more ways that it's daimed to a Kohen Gadol to the Chavitim of a Kohen Gadol, a regular Mincha, than Lach Metoida. See, if he holds, he could learn out from the Bin Yinav, that's the way he does. And if you tell me, Israel, that the Dover Lama Migzer Shova, Ainu Chazam Lama Bin Yinav, if so, Yalef Melechem upon him, he learns out from Melechem upon him. And hegdish mehegdish are the flay. It's more of a start with learn out, hegdish mehegdish, and not to learn out from the lach meitoida, which is only a kachim kalim. Rather learn out from kodesh kadoshim, a regular mincha, and lach lechem upon him, they are both kodesh kadoshim. So that's from Meir Svar, he says, every regular mincha also has to be made, baked into 12 chalas. Then the Mishnah says that chutz milach meitoida nezirus, shem boyis eseresim. That the lach meitoida, everybody agrees, it's made four different types. Each type is made out of 10 chalas. The same thing the nazir, two different types, each one 10. The other more says lach meitoida the hedik sibbu. Lach meitoida says clearly the hedik sibbu. It says clearly you have to have 40, and there are four types. So pshit, there's 10 apiece. Nazirus, the yama malchus we learned, Shlomovitz says l'rabbis shalmei nazir. The chiddush is shalmei nazir also. The pasuk says al zevach toidas shlomov. Is the rabbi Shalmei Nozer Liasor Rashi says Kabin? So it says the same halacha by Lachmei Toido. The same thing applies to the Nozer. So that's how we learn out that the Lachmei Nozer also has to be made out of 10 and 10. Yes, the Amama Yishlomo is the rabbi Shalmei Nozer. Omer Rav Tuvia Bar Kisno Amar Shmuel Lachmei Toido Shofron Arba Chalois Yotza. The Lachmei Toido, if you bake just four chalas out of it, also you Yotza. You have to have 40. What kind of four? You have to have 40. You have to have 10 of each type. So Gemara says, Lemitzvah. Lemitzvah is supposed to make 10 of each type. But with the Yevit, if you only made into one big one of each type, only four chalas, also yotza. And the four chalas are Echaz Matzah, V'yechad Mechomets, V'yechad Merkikin, V'yechad Mervucha. The four different meaning. So with the Yevit, if you only made one out of each one of them, also yotza. In other words, you use the right amount of flour. Just instead of dividing up into 10, you make one big one. So, but the average yotze, it's only the mitzvah, the chetchilom, you have to have 10 of each type, you have to have 40. For the Gemara, why? V'aboy yafrushe truma minayu. But the chura, out of each type, you have to take off one for truma to give to the kain. So, the chura, if you only have one big challah from each type, how can you take off truma? V'chitem, maybe you tell me, to mafrish meko chodo v'chodo echod. Well, the Gersha should be called Chodir Rashi says, Mikol Achas, Shadal Chal, you take off a little piece of it. And the Chami, from each big Chalah, you cut off one tenth of it. So Mora says, no, that this is a Vichitayim of the Mafresh Mikol Chodir Bechodir. So Mora says, no, Echad Omer Rachmano, means Shlo Yito Preuss, that you cannot take pieces, it has to be complete. So the Lachmitor, it has to be complete, or even the one you take for a Trum has to be complete. So the kids, so the one chal you take for truma has to be complete. So you can't break it off. This one big, it's not complete. It's not a whole one. So Marinsi, I'll tell you, the case must be then the afreshin of Elisha, that when it was still in the dough form, in the dough, you took off one piece of it for a chala, for truma, and then you baked it. So pshat is you baked one big chala, but you took off a piece from the dough to make it into truma. So that's how you have one big chala, and you still have truma also. Meisra, I have a question on you. It says, Kol ha-menochois sheribo b'midas chaloson oi shemiyot b'midas chaloson ksheirois. Any of the menochois, if you make too many chalos, if you make too little chalos, so it's ksheiro. Chutz milechem aponim v'chavite kohen gadol v'lach meitoidu nezirus. V'mashenkin lechem aponim, it has to be v'davka 12 chalos. V'chavite kohen gadol also has to be 12. For lach meitoid, the mash has to be bedavka 40. You can't make less, you can't make more. And the nezirus has to be also 20. You can't make less, can't make more. Zirus mash mitzli kuvitz b'di yevid. Exactly the same with the Eved. If you only bring four lechems for the Toidi Yotza, here it's Masman, but the Eved has to be 40. Gemara says in Echnami, who Diyomi says, Ki Aitanam, Hilasa Machoikas Tanoim. The Tanya will learn like this. Kol HaMenochois, Sheribu B'midas Chaloson, Oy Shemiyat Bimos B'midas Chaloson, Ksheris, in Echnami. All the Menochois, we make too much or too little, still is kosher. As long as they use the Yisor in a flour, and you can make more or less. Chutz milach lechem apon and lechavit ekoen godol. Only these two has to dafka be 12. But the other menachis, if you make less, even by the lach meitoid, if you only make four, but you have to be yotza. So that's the shita. But the yeshem, some say no, af lach meitoid and nazirus. So I declam, according to these yeshemrim, the lach meitoid, the likuv has to be 40. Can't only be four. Or then the nazirus has to be 20. But according to the first shita, it's enough that the lach meitoid can be made out of four lechems. Four different types. Omer Rav Huna, Minchas Mafe is supposed to bake in a Tana. Shofar Chalachas Yotza, but the Yevet, if you make it into one big Chal, Yotza. My time, what's the reason? Matzois Ksiv, it says the word Matzois, without the Vov. Masha, but the Yevet, the Yotza with one big Matzah. Maska or Popo, time with the Ksiv Matzois, because it says a Matzois without a Vov. Hor Ksiv Matzois, it would have said a Matzois with a Vov. Loi, then I would have said Likuvah, it has to be made out of 10. And you cannot make it out of one. I vogabilach metoido tirsiv matzah. There it says the word with the vav matzahs. And still, v'yomer av tuv yivakista v'yomer shmuel lach metoido shofen aboch halasit yotzo. So you take to see that even though it says the word the matzahs with the vav, still, but the yevod you'd be yotzo with even one. Here by the lach metoido, you have to have four different types. So even though lachatchila is supposed to have 10 of each type, but with the yevod, if you only have one, you're also yotzo. So you see, even though it says the word the matzahs, still, but the effort one is good. So Moshe says, "Tainachnami, Hayi Pligi, Tainachnami." This Takatanam, Shrashihi, the Rav Tuvia Diyama Afagav Dichsiv Matzois Pligi Ad Rav Huna. He Takagaz on Rav Huna. Echnami, Rav Tuvia Takagaz on Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, "Tainachnami, the Digaz on it because it says the word Matzois without a vav. Therefore, but the effort the Yotzer with one. But Echnami, if a word is said with a vav, then Echnami, the Rav have to have 10 the exact amount." Now the Mishnah says. Ha'imer ha'yibo'i soron misholos soyin. The Oimer that was brought on the second day of Pesach, they used to cut down 3 saws worth of the new barley, and used to have to be nappered, like sieve it down until they get a pure 1 soron out of the 3 saws of a barley. That we had before in the Mishnah. Shtei ha'lechem, which was brought in Shavuos, is shtei esroinim. They used to use 2 esroinim. Each challah was nisarun of flour. Also, misholos soyim, they used to have to sift it down to start out with 3 soyim. Here, the shtei lechem came from chitim, from wheat, even though the fresh wheat, the vice says the wheat doesn't have as much shift as the barley has. Therefore, the barley, you have to cut down 3 saws in order to be menaper to get 1 pure isarun. Mashenken by shtei lechem, which is by wheat, there it's enough to cut down 3 saws worth to be able to get out 2 esroinim's worth of pure flour. What about the lechem aponim that was done on every Shabbos? Is esroin biabu esroinim? They used to use 24 esroinim. We know the lechem aponim was 12 challahs, and each challah was from 2 esroinim. Now, how much wheat did they have to cut down for this? Me esroin biabu soyim. All they had to cut down was just 24 saws. From one saw, they were able to get out an esroin. Because this chitim was not fresh, it was yoshen, old ones, so that term doesn't have that much shift on it, therefore it's enough from one saw to get out 1 isarim. So for this 24 esroinim of flour that you need for the lechem aponim, it was enough to cut down, to take it from 24 saws worth of wheat. The other word says, my time, what's the reason? Kivun the mechadish osui, umisarim osui, since the oimer is from the new crop, is from chadish, and also from Bali, therefore, Isarin Mubchala Yosiel Misholosoyim. The only way you're going to get 1 pure Isarin, which is 1/10 of a saw, is if you start out with 3 saws worth of the fresh Bali. And with that, you start to sift it down until finally get at least 1/10 of a saw, 1 Isarin of pure Bali flour. Shtei Alechem, what about the Shtei Alechem and Shavuos that came from Shtei Esroinu? Shtei Esroinus. Misholosoyim, they had to cut down 3 saws worth of wheat, and from that to Menachem to get out 2 esroinim. Why? How come they got more from the wheat? Kivon the chita yasin, since the shtelachin came from wheat, kivon the mechita yasin, afagav the mechodesh yasin, even though it's from the new crop, it's also from chodesh, but still, it's not as bad, it's not as dirty as the barley was. So by the barley, you had to cut down 3 saws just to get 1 pure yisurin. Over here was enough to get, from 3 saws, here it's enough to get 2 esrenim of pure flour. Then it says the Mishnah to Lechem upon him was Esrim V'Yabu Esroinus. You have to use 24 Esroinus of flour. And all that I cut down was Me Esrim V'Yabu Soyim from 24 saws of wheat. My time, what's the reason? Kivun the Mechitu Osoy. Since, first of all, it came from wheat. Only Yoshin Osoy came from the older crop, it's not from the Chodesh, from the new one. He saw in Mubchor, Osoy Miso, from 1 saw he could sift down to get 1 pure yisurin. So therefore, since you only need 24 esroinim, it's enough to have 24 saws. Turn around, look at a price like this. Kol ha-menachos sheribo b'midas esroinim, or shemiyat b'midas esroinim sulas. Every mincha that has its amount of how much flour you have to have there, the yisurinim, if you have a little bit less or a little bit more, it's psula. It has to be the exact amount, 1 yisurin. Ribo b'midas soyin shalhen, or shemiyat b'midas soyin shalhem ksheros. For that you start off first cutting down 3 saws, or we had 24 saws, even though look, you cut down less than that, but still would be kosher, because the main thing is the mindset, have the yisurin worth of flour, even though it's not so pure as it would have been sifted down more and more, but the mindset, we have the yisurin of flour, even though it's not sifted down that much, still would be the evidence ksheris. Now the Mishnah says, Ho'imer, ho'yemenufo, Bishloisha Esrei Napo, that the Omer that used to cut down 3 saws and to really sift it down to get one Isarin, they used to use 13 different sifters to use, because they had to sift it down so much. Ushtei Halechem Bishtei Esrei, with Ishtei Halechem used to sift down using 12 sifters. Because Ishtei Halechem also used to have 3 saws of wheat. And for that, it was sifted down to get the 2 esroinim of flour. So for that, it's enough to use just 12, not 13. It was enough to have 12. For lechem aponim, what about lechem aponim that you have to sift down 24 saws to get 24 esroinim? The yachas esrei was not just enough to have just 11 sifters. Rabbi Shimon, says, lehoyi lo kitzva, there was no exact amount. As much as they needed, they would use. And not only was no amount of how many sifters, but huwadin is not an amount of how many flour, how much soy mechitim you have to cut down. Elarada, soyless, menupa, cold circle, yamevi. That's all. As long as they have pure flour, they have any sorin worth of flour, it's enough. No matter how much soy you start out with, it doesn't make enough kamino. The main thing is that you come out with a pure soyless. Shinem and Apostle says, for lo kachta soyless, for your fisoisa, take flour and bake with it. That's all. As long as you sifted it down to have fine flour, that's enough. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita. For the Ma'is, Allah has said that there wasn't a measurement, at least, how much you have to cut down to have the pure silas. Nothing more says, Tana Rabbon, Lord, like this. Bedako, Begaso, Bedako, Begaso. Like how did they used to sift it down? They used to these 13 sifters. Was Bedaka Begasa means Tishtei Napois Hoidamitish, there were 2 of them. Achas was Daka, very fine, very thin. Viachas Gasa was thicker. Shekorin, Rashi says, Vatchilo Hoyamanifa Bedaka used a sifter, the thinner one. And it would have a lot of Serlis and Sub in there. Vayakema Choylech Libud, Lavra Napa. And after they would do that, then they would come back and use the bigger one. So the kids, even though they used to sift it down 13 times, but really all they had to use were just 2 sifters, a coarse one and a fine one. And they did the opposite, they kept on taking their one after another, one daka, one gasa, one daka, one gasa. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Waymer, Sholosh Esrei Napasoy v'Mikdash. No, there were 13 sifters in the base of Mikdash. Zulu Mala Mezu, Zulu Mala Mezu. Like each one was fine, there were different situations, a different coarse one over the other one. And Elyoino collected Subin. The top ones will like collect or return the bran, but then tachtonos collect the silas, and the bottom ones they will retain the fine flour. Like when it got to the bottom ones, that was the fine flour, the silas. Rabbi Shimon Oyma says the Mishnah Lehoyelan Kitzvah. There wasn't an exact amount. Tana Rabbanan. Soiles v'yofi soisa. Have flour and bake it. Melamed shenikchis soiles. That you're supposed to take fine flour. And the kids, that's all you have to do. You could just buy fine flour and use it for the menachas. When we now have a menachas, afilu chitin, you could even buy wheat also. Ta'amulay mevelakachto. Mikomokim anyway. Yochlai would have thought to say, yach b'shar menachas. Maybe other menachas also came the same menachas. Ta'amulay me says, oisa, no, only here and not by shar menachas. It's only by the lechem aponim was it mutter and not by the shar menachas. That's oisa. And the reason why we're more makel here by the lechem upon him, mevnei ha-chischun, means like to be sparing, to save. So Mer explains now, Omer Ablaza, my mevnei ha-chischun, what does this mean to say? Omer Ablaza, ha-Torah chosa al-mamoynish ha-Yisrael. The Torah has rachmonis upon the expense of Klai Yisrael. And therefore, since the lechem aponim comes every single Shabbos, 12 lechems, therefore the maker to say it's enough to buy, just to buy, pure flour from the market like. Heich remiza, where do we see such a remiz for this? The pasuk says, v'shkisa seida v'yes biram. So Rashi says, the pshat is there is a maker over here that you could buy the wheat and like sift it down yourself. Because if you have to buy the pure flour from the market like, it costs much more, it's much more expensive. The Torah was making over here that if you want, you could buy the wheat and you could grind it, sift it down yourself. Of course, but the Torah was making, like it says in this pasuk, that they gave to drink and they also gave the cattle to drink. Whereas the water they gave in the Midbar was not only for the Yisraelim, but was also for the Birim, for the Behemta, as if to save a minor Yisrael. Now the Mishnah says, Hatoido. The minchas, when they brought a korban toida, and you had to have the lechem, the lachme toida, they came from five soyin of Yerushalayimus. That's how much like wheat you had to cut down. Shehein sheish midbaris, which was really six soys of the measurement of the midbar. Now shtei eifos, it was two eifos. In other words, the six soys ended up to be two ephahs. Ha'efa shalos soin, because an ephah is three soin, and for yisorin is always a tenth of an ephah. So that's how we get that. From shalos yisorin, one tenth of that is from shalos soin. One tenth is the yisorin, because the ephah is shalos soin. Now esrim yisorin, there were ten yisorin. In other words, since she had shtei ephahs. And each Eifah has 10 Esrenim, so together the Shtei Eifahs came out to be Esrim Yisorim, 20 Yisorim. Asara Lechomets, 10 of them by Lachme Toida now, 10 of them was used, 10 Esrenim were used for the Chomets, the Asara Lematzah, and the other 10 was used for the three different types of Matzah. Asara Lechomets, Yisorim Lechala, which each Chala, the 10 Chalas, so each one had an Yisorim, the Asara Lematzah, now, 10 Yisroelim was left over for the matzah part. Uva matzah, shloish aminim, and the matzah part of Lechem HaToda were three types. Chalos, or Kikin, or Ravucha. Nimtzo comes out, shloish Yisroelim, or shlish lechomin. Each type of these mins of matzah had three and a third assigns for its 10. Shloish chalos lisaron, three chalos to Yisaron. The midi Yerushalmis, in the midst of Yerushalmis, Hoyishleshim Kav was 30 Kav. Chamisha Osel Chomets, 15 for Chomets, for Chamisha Osel Matzah, and 15 for the Matzah, the same thing. Chamisha Osel Chomets, Kav Chatz Lechali, each Chala had a Kav and a Chatzi. For Chamisha Osel Matzah, for your Matzah, Shleshim Minas, with different meaning, was Chalas or Kikim Ravucha. Nimsa comes out, Chamisha Osel Kav and Lechomin, Shtei Chalas Lekav, two Chalas were for one Kav. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over this again. We'll go over again on the other side. So just wait till the end of this tape and then turn over. We'll continue on the other side.